The EPA is looking into new limits on a family of toxic chemicals linked to cancer after years of calls for regulation. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the agency will propose new rules on the chemicals by the end of the year, but critics say that's kicking the can down the road again. Mark Kuker is an attorney who's represented clients in Pennsylvania and elsewhere whose water has been contaminated by these chemicals. He joins us from WHYY in Philadelphia. Hi, Mark.
Hi, glad to be here.
First of all, let's set out the chemicals. It's sort of an alphabet soup, so what they are and how we're going to shorten their names. PFOA, PFOS, sometimes called PFOA and PFOS, part of a family of man-made chemicals, PFAs, PFOS. What are they?
Well, they are perfluoroalkyl substances, but for purposes, what your viewers need to know is they are a Frankenstein monster of a chemical. Mm-hmm. They are indestructible. When they get in the human body, they don't break down, they build up. And they're in many, many everyday products. They were used very extensively in manufacturing. They were also used in firefighting foam. They're in the environment, and they're in the blood of 99.9% of people on Earth.
They could reflect water or, you know, keep water off surfaces, so they were used in nonstick pans, things like that.
Scotch guarding, waterproofing, right. Spacesuits. Many, many uses.
So they have been around. What is the connection to cancers and illnesses?
We know it's been linked to testicular cancer, kidney cancer, ulcerative colitis, thyroid disease, pregnancy-induced hypertension. It's an endocrine disruptor. There are signs in our community here in Pennsylvania of increased rates of bladder cancer and pancreatic cancer, among other things.
And there have been some tests run. You know, people have had blood tests and seen higher levels of some of the problems that you mentioned. The EPA says it's reviewing the science, looking to see if it should set a federal maximum contaminant level, or MCL. And it's also begun this process of listing PFOA and PFOs as hazardous substances under the Superfund law. And EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the process is slow, but for a good reason. He says it's to ensure public participation, transparency, to make sure that whatever rules they come up with will stand up in court. You say what?
I say that's silly. Scott Pruitt, his predecessor, promised the same thing in May 2018. They had public comment. They had meetings all around the country, listening sessions. I attended the one in Horsham in my community, July 25th. People poured their heart out about their concerns about the health of their children. And for all appearances, not a single thing has been done since May.
Well, the state of Minnesota sued 3M over these toxins, settled for something like $850 million last year. You mentioned your community, Horsham. 235 residents in Horsham and two other townships had blood tests from the Pennsylvania Department of Health. They found a large majority had levels of four PFA chemicals that exceeded the national average and illnesses, including elevated cholesterol, endocrine disruptions, cancer. By the way, that was your town. That's your water. How did you fare?
Actually, I live next door in Upper Dublin Township. We got it next. All I can tell you is we were really upset. And because of the lack of federal regulation, the only remedy we basically had was to scream at our water provider. And after 2 years of screaming and public pressure, we were able to get our water provider to turn off the two contaminated wells and now supply us with cleaner water. But the fact that this is unregulated is intolerable. Everybody in our township was upset about it.
What can people do? I mean, I can hear people now saying, well, we live near a fill-in-the-blank. We might have a lot of that. I mean, can people band together to have tests? I mean, what can people do?
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, find out what your water supplier is. Find out whether your water does have PFAS in it and at what levels. Pressure your water supplier to put on granular activated carbon filter. If not, you can get one for your house. It's not cheap. It's about $1,500 for a whole house filter. Getting blood testing on your own is hard. Only a few labs do it. It's expensive. It's not covered by your health insurance. Certainly, if people can band together in large groups, they can negotiate discounted rates for getting it done. But it's not easy. There's really only a handful of labs in the Western Hemisphere that can test blood reliably for PFAS.
And as we said, some states have taken it upon themselves to limit the use of these chemicals. So See if that maybe is happening in your state.
Well, yeah, and well, that's the other thing. You need to pressure your state because we've been pressuring EPA and not getting anywhere. New Jersey, New York, Vermont, even Michigan, Minnesota have all acted and taken more action than EPA has. Right here in Pennsylvania, there's a governor's action committee we're meeting with to try to get them to take action. California is taking action. You really, at this point, need to go to the state capitol and your state environmental protection agency and ask them to act, because it seems pretty clear that EPA won't do it, and when they will do it, they won't do enough.
Mark Kuker, environmental attorney and a member of the Bucksmont Coalition for Safer Water. That's a combination of two counties there. Mark, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.